Preston and Steve Fun Size Podcast.
I was looking at some things that I've had to cancel recently, and so like the Autism Speaks golf outing, which is coming up.
Because your shoulder.
My rotator cuff.
Yeah.
I had to cancel on the Devereaux golf outing. I'm going to MC that one. But I had to call Michael Barkan yesterday and cancel on his as well. And he's been asking me to play that for years. And I'm like, yes, I have time to do it. I'm going to play. And I had to call him yesterday and I can't do it. So I'm bummed out about that. So
I'll go play.
Thanks.
Yeah.
But there's a
disaster.
There are a lot of great golf events coming up.
Yeah.
And just check our community page at WMMR.com because you can get signed up and go to these things.
So what's the timetable? Do you know? Is there
probably 6 to 8 weeks of physical therapy. Oh. And I could probably play in 4 weeks, but if I'm you don't know when this is fully healed up.
So I
don't want to go out and re-injure it, and then I'm not playing all summer long, which for me is a nightmare. So
years ago when I had a shoulder injury of a similar nature, I pushed it and ended up making it far worse.
Yeah.
So just do it. Though that's why you can understand when professional athletes get injured and they're biting, chomping at the bit to get back into the game. But you can kill a career if you do that. And you obviously your entire career is sports.
Of course.
So, yeah, you don't want to screw that up.
You know how athletic we are here.
Right.
My brother just had shoulder surgery. He had to go for the surgery, which they tried to avoid for a really long time. And he said he grossly underestimated how much pain how much rehab it's going to take to get it back. I mean, he's like, he can't even pick up his son. Like, he's like, I can't even pick up the kid.
Everybody I've talked to says the same thing. And things like just sleeping.
He said sleeping is the worst.
Yeah.
The worst time. He said he got an hour of sleep the other night because he said there's no way to get comfortable. Like, even if you're on your side, on the opposite side of the shoulder, he said, like, the weight, like, the gravity pulling that shoulder down is so painful.
You'll have a good excuse for not picking up a check, though.
Okay. That'd be true. Sorry, can't get this.
Can't get that check.
Yeah, Kath, I broke my collarbone years ago, and that recovery took a long time. And simple things like washing your hair and brushing your teeth, you get it completely thrown off on.
Putting on deodorant.
Honestly, that's when, and I know it's atypical of the normal thing, but a prostitute can really help. I don't need sex. I want you to wash my hair.
Right.
I
didn't think of that.
Or
a Beata nurse.
Doing some other pretty nasty things, washing your hair. It's like, that's not that bad.
Right? I've got to figure that's a walk in the park.
I had, when I separated my shoulder, I was driving a stick shift car.
Ooh.
And I had to switch cars with my dad.
I'll bet.
For about a month.
So, anyhow, I apologize for those events. But I do have an event that I am going to be a part of. It is a Mother's Wish 5K run/walk. Saturday, May 11th. I think that's the first one I have coming up because I've got several other ones, including the Walk a Mile in Her Shoes and the Crohn's and Colitis.
That's first. Walk a Mile.
Walk a Mile is May 4th.
That's first. That's next Saturday.
All right. Well, I have hit that. I'm going to mention A Mother's Wish, which is on May 11th. My daughter has Crohn's disease, and they are trying to help raise funds for Mother's Wish Foundation, which is formed by a group of mothers who have kids who have IBD, and it helps families and also funds research to find a cure. It's going to be at Huebner Park in Worcester, Collegeville, essentially. You can go to PrestonandSteve.com, like I said, and click on the events page, community, go down to that, and then you'll find all these things that we're taking part in, and sign up and be a part and help support if you can.
Yes.
We appreciate
I've been monitoring your schedule personally, Preston. You have 3 weekends in a row, but they're all great causes, and then Emma Barbecue's in there as well, and then right after that, Keenan's.
Woo! A lot coming up.
It's a busy month.
Keenan's conversation yesterday.
Yep.
And, you know, our hardest part is veering away from things that will get us arrested.
Man, we're working on it, though. This guy hasn't been arrested. The North Wales stank ape.
The legend of the North Wales stank ape.
He's not doing anything bad at all. But the only reason I bring it up again is because there was an article in North Penn Now. Marissa came across this. The guy who authored it is Keith Heffentrayer, and he spoke to the North Wales stank ape. And guess what? The North Wales stank ape name checks us in the article.
Really?
No way.
Yes.
No way.
This is a very sentient creature.
Mm. Yes, very much so.
Yeah.
He can communicate clearly.
Not like Coco, right? Like verbal?
Right. Sightings began early last month. Residents were spotting him casually strolling. He's a guy in a gorilla suit, for those who don't
know. Oh, it looked like a very convincing animal in the picture I saw.
But anyhow, they had an interview with him. He's been in and around the North Wales area, and North Penn Now spoke to him. He said, I've been around for years wandering about. I just got lonely and wanted to be a part of the North Wales community. And it appears that his behavior is spontaneous, no rhyme or reason as to when or where he'll appear from the shadows. But he has an undeniable thirst for booze, it says here. He has frequently been spotted at area bars and breweries. And in one instance, he was captured on video chugging a beer at Tex-Mex, which, by the way, is a great restaurant. I love going there.
This sets him apart from Sasquatch. And Sasquatch seems to live on berries and twigs.
And this guy also, he has joined the community. He's not so elusive.
Antisocial. That walking away, that long gait, avoiding people. He actually marches into bars.
But I love this. It says, I'm always around. You just have to find me. I kind of just wander, but I like to refer to it as stanking.
Stankin' alive.
Yeah. So the reaction has been great. He said people wave and honk as they drive by, and I've been gaining a lot of new friends. And I love when people recognize me and say hi. It makes me feel part of the North Wales community. And then the author writes, with that support has also comes localized fame by way of discussion about the Stank Ape on WMMR's Preston and Steve show. Naturally, residents and Stank Ape enthusiasts were quick to post about it on the Stank Ape's timeline because he has a Facebook page.
Of course.
And it says, I was blown away by Preston and Steve and now by North Penn Now. I did not expect to be so popular, said the Stank Ape. I just want to remind people that stankin' is about popping up and saying hi. I don't ever mean to cause any trouble or be a bother. I'm just a friendly stank ape, and I like to be a positive part of the community.
I've long suspected that most apes stank.
Yes.
Have a stankness to them. My question is, and I'm just throwing this out there, spitballing, as you would say, Casey, would the stank ape perhaps consider being a guest at Keenan's?
Maybe. I'm not sure what we'd have him do. I thought the same thing.
Yeah.
Or does he only stay in North Wales?
It's quite possible.
He might be indigenous to the
North
and Wales area.
Were he
only.
To be removed from his source of power, he might die.
No. I don't necessarily think that the reason he started stanking was free drinks, but, you know, this is...
great idea.
What a great idea.
It is.
Imagine if he was like, man, I love drinking, but it's expensive. What if I just go and invest in an ape costume and start walking around, create this moniker... I won't have to buy a drink.
Well, it's working.
I
don't know. It doesn't indicate in this article
if he's getting comped.
If he indeed gets the free drinks or not. He just gets drinks.
I bet you he gets banana daiquiris for free.
His final quote, and I love this, is, I am Stank Ape, and that's all I am.
Yeah.
So as long as I'm around, I'll be stankin'.
That is the proudest proclamation I've ever heard.
Preston, you see Stank Ape sitting at a bar.
Yeah.
You buy
him
a drink.
Sure. Yeah. Absolutely.
All right. You both get to talk and you hit it off. Do you take him back to your room?
Now, if he's, sure.
Listen, maybe. I'm usually not this way, but I think we really have something.
Do you think he bought the costume or do you think he had it already?
No, this is a real creature.
Yeah. I'm sorry. But I mean, like, if you're going out, like, you know, if you're, to your point, Casey.
I feel like saying, no, Vern, they just let him enter. That's from Stand By Me.
Yeah.
All right. Anyhow, another thing that might be elusive and very not common on catching a sight of is a new colorful trend circling around social media. And I believe they are calling this unicorn armpits.
Unicorn armpits.
Yes.
Now, unicorns are elusive, legendary creatures.
Correct. Apparently people are dyeing their armpit hair rainbow color. And women, too. The trend is said to embrace the extension of a female empowerment movement.
Oh, stop it.
In which women grow out their armpit hair positivity. But now people are coloring. But it's guys that are doing it, too, that are coloring their armpit hair. But celebrities have started to participate in the trend as well. In January, Miley Cyrus shared a photo of herself becoming a modern advocate of celebrating the uniqueness of showing off her natural looking and pink unicorn pits.
So we're looking at, when I see rainbow stuff like this, I think of more like gay pride.
Sure.
So I don't necessarily think unicorn.
No.
No,
unicorn
but,
would be, I mean, I would think more pastel color. So
one color, like a rainbow bright.
But a lot of times you'll see unicorns now, Kathy, will have like a rainbow colored mane on them when they're depicted.
Only Rainbow Dash is a rainbow mane. Come on.
Excuse me?
That's My Little Pony, Rainbow Dash.
Rainbow Dash?
Yeah. I'm not from Mayer.
No, me either. So anyhow, this is kind of being this. Listen, there's
so what about what are they doing in the with the pubes? Is there something? Is there an equivalent?
Maybe I would imagine so. But the
unipube,
the social media trends well. Are now happening on. I think like a bi-weekly basis. Like every other week I see another thing and I just see it for the one post and then it's gone.
It's too much.
Yeah,
it's too much. Yeah. A quick side note to this. Have you you're not on Twitter all that much?
No.
Twitter has had a shift in their in their layout. Have you guys used it?
Yes. I don't care for it.
You don't care for it?
No, so but I fear change, so.
Yeah. It's okay.
Explain. What is it?
Yeah, they've modded the layout of the page, and I agree with Nick. It's always where's this button? Where's that? But it's a lot of times it's like, why do you tinker with it?
Yeah.
What's the need? And it's not even like there are new features. They just move stuff around.
Yeah,
like a game of Tetris.
You just get used to it in a certain way and looking in a certain place, and when they take that away or change that, for in my mind, no reason whatsoever. It just throws you off for a few days.
Yeah,
like I can't even find my Commodore 64 chat room.
Yeah, I'm not. I've become bored of Twitter.
Yeah,
more of an Instagram thing. Like Jennifer Garner, the most beautiful woman in the world,
and you're the most beautiful man. So
Thank you. It works out. Appreciate it. Here's another trend: couples are now getting what are called pet nups.
Oh. Pet nups?
Couples. With the rise of disputes over pets between former couples. Pet nups are a type of prenuptial agreement that specifically details what would happen to a couple's pet in the event of a split.
I think this is actually smart. So let's say you are a couple and you have a stank ape. And you've both grown attached to the stank ape, especially because that's the way you get free drinks.
Mm-hmm.
And listen, the animal has a favorite. You know what I mean? Like, the animal should go with whoever they like.
I could right now, we have the 10 cats and the dog. I could break up the animals that would want to come with me because I know they all have personalities. But the animals that spend a lot more time, that gravitate more towards me and gravitate more towards my wife. But I honestly, I think this is a smart move, really. If you're going to do a prenup, you might as well figure out who's going to get the pets.
But, Case, even, you know... But that might be a difficult discussion, even though, you know, I mean, somebody might disagree and go, no, that's not the case, clearly.
Well, that's why you need dog.
Who loves me?
You need animal lawyers.
Right. Actual animals that are the lawyers.
Yeah, exactly.
To parse it all out.
In my household.
Stank ape for the defense.
In my household, my dogs follow me everywhere I go. Everywhere I go.
And you're the one? You would get the dogs.
Yes. So
Who would get the kids?
Probably my wife.
That's because
she's a better parent.
You probably play with them more than anybody else. Well, you talk about messing around with your dog all the time.
I do. You guys both
poop outside.
We both poop outside. Kathy, you're so right. We both.
There's many qualities you share.
All three of us pee outside.
You drink out of the toilet.
I do not drink out of the toilet.
Somebody texted in, by the way. I'm sorry to interrupt, Casey. A few people did, actually. An article on 6ABC last night about baby nups.
Wouldn't that just be child custody?
That's what I would think, right? But maybe you... Why would you agree to that ahead
of time? That's insane. Oh. Especially if it's taking time away from who's going to get the cat.
Yeah. I mean, come on. We'll have to look that up, Nick, and see if you...
Baby nups.
Baby nups.
Nups.
Baby nup. Baby nups.
Nup.
Managing little one's responsibilities.
Okay. Interesting.
Oh, so it's not about custody. It's about who changes the poopy diapers.
I would like to go with mommy.
Oh, okay. Really?
No, knock it off.
And speaking of which, like, I've heard of, you know, there's some gentlemen out there who not only don't change diapers, but also, like, take pride in the fact that they don't change diapers.
Oh, my God. A friend of mine's dad, and we were friends for just a couple of years, and then he moved from the area and have since lost touch. But within that span of time, I don't know how many times I heard his dad say, I never changed a single diaper on you, not once.
I never changed a diaper in my life.
And why would you tell your kids that? Like, I couldn't bring myself.
Like, it's a point of pride.
Exactly.
I never changed diaper in my life. I always withheld love, and I had a mistress.
Yeah, I always felt kind of bad when I heard him saying that to the son. Because,
and I never loved your mother.
And it was, like you said, it was like almost a point of pride.
Yeah,
you
a-hole. I didn't want to have a goddamn thing to do with you.
Please. Yeah. I would love to hear of the perfect reason, a reason where I will go, you know what, you're absolutely right. I agree with you. Why you would not change your child's diaper.
My dad, you know, was old school, you know, gruff, wonderful dad. I love him dearly.
Yeah.
He changed diapers.
Yes.
It's part of the deal.
Yeah.
And he fought in World War II.
Yeah. It's actually, it's not that bad. I mean, it's
now,
really...
Now, he did put his cigarettes out on me.
Sometimes it is that
sometimes
bad.
Sometimes it is that bad. I
but
mean, we talk about
always
the...
that bad.
So, like, I guess by the time the kid's like 15 or 16, it gets a little dicey, right?
A little bit, yeah, because there's hair now, yeah. You know?
It's matted. And, of course, yeah, sometimes you have to remove condoms.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, there's you know, there's some what worse is, things that are going to happen.
What is the worst age? Because I've heard that, and I, having not had children myself, I've heard that... There's a particular age at which it becomes the most pungent.
No, I would disagree.
It's all pungent.
Because, no, it depends on the kid.
Okay.
Because I had two that weren't that bad and one that was just, oh, my God, since birth.
Wow.
And it was, I was like, wow, we didn't have to deal with this before.
See, I think I also think it has to do with the age of the kid. So with Jace, it was like right before he started to go on the potty. I was like, you're like a man, and I'm still changing your diaper. Like, we have to end this.
Man. What, like turd sizes, you mean?
Yes.
Like Robert Kraft.
Yeah. But, Steve, in the very, Robert very Kraft. Beginning, it's just tarry. It's not like it's not much.
Crapping
it's,
tar?
Yeah, it's well, it's kind of like, it's tar-like. Yeah.
Oh, tar-like.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was thinking the other day about that stage of life for my son, and there was a stretch where he would not go to sleep, and so I would have to drive him around.
Oh,
and when that was happening, I was like, man, this is kind of a pain. I completely miss that now.
Yeah.
Like, being able to take my son around until he fell asleep in the car was adorable. But
there
at
was
the time, you're like, oh, my God, this is such a pain.
There was a wonderful car commercial that had that in it. Do you remember that commercial?
No.
Where the dad takes the son out. Until
he falls asleep.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's so endearing, and I miss that age terribly.
The dad parks outside the purple orchid.
Right. Well, I mean, you had to go in.
You just wait here. I'm going to I'll crack a window.
Crack a window, yeah.
Yeah, no, I have friends who they only have one child, and it was, you know, for that very reason, the only way he could fall asleep was in the car. So,
yeah.
and that becomes a bit much.
No memories, right? Memories.
Yeah. Okay, so here's a call. I'm going to go to Jason. Hi, Jason. You're on the air. Good morning.
Hey, guys. Gadzooks.
Gadzooks, so, buddy. What's going on?
My dad had three kids, me being one of them, never changed a single diaper.
Wow.
But the deal that he made with my mom was while there was a child in diapers, he did all the dishes, all the cleaning of the house, pretty much everything that had to do with the house, he did. My mom changed diapers and fed the babies.
Okay, so they made
that's
a deal. It was a deal. It was an understanding.
Yeah, but what happens, was he ever, ever left alone with any of you guys? And if he was, did he just let you rot in your dirty diapers?
In your filth?
Yeah.
I'm going to let you rot in your filth.
So there was one time when my sister, who was the oldest, was in a Johnny Jump Up for about 3 hours with a wet diaper. And after that, my mom just really didn't leave us home alone with him.
So, but at a certain point, obviously, you can get an exacerbated rash, right?
Sure.
I mean, if you're rocking a load of...
Yeah.
Dung in your shorts.
Yeah, or just moisture in there as well for any. Yeah, there's chafing. There's all kinds of things that can happen. So, you want to be changed regularly, obviously. But
I do.
I never got that case.
No. Nope.
Why they.
I never changed a diaper in my life.
But back to the point. But a petting up is kind of becoming a bit of a trend.
Well, you reported on the fact that some of the biggest litigation now with the divorces it revolves around pets.
Yeah, and in fact, divorce lawyers spend an average of 25 hours of billable time on that single issue alone. This is according to a story in the UK.
So and think about also you with your cats when you were a single guy, Preston. You know, you had Morgan and Bumper, right?
Bumper.
Madison.
And Madison, yeah,
right.
Very good.
Right. You know, they meant the world to you.
Yeah.
You know, and so you that can become an issue.
Yep. Yeah.
And or you could be in, like, my older brother's household where he didn't want a dog. He didn't want one. And the family did. And so you can, it's like one of two things. Like, no, I don't want a dog. We're not going to get one. Or what my brother's, fine, you guys can get a dog, but I'm not doing anything for it. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not going to walk in. Not going to change his diaper.
And wait a minute.
Yeah.
Did he stick to that?
Yeah.
Why
did you try and stick to that?
Well, no, I didn't full on say, look, I'm putting all responsibility on you. But I did say, look, I know how this is going to work out. I'm going to end up getting the bulk of the responsibility, but I need your help. I need your help. I didn't want to get dogs. I love our dogs now. And, of course, that's what happens no matter what. But I wanted our pets had passed away, and I'm like, hey, we can go on vacation and not have to worry about somebody taking care of the pets, blah, 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 blah. And then I found out dogs actually need more attention than cats. Yeah. So it's become a little bit more restrained. So, yes, there's more responsibility. And I said, look, the dogs are going to need to be walked. You guys need to walk them. They're going to need this and this and that. And
I hear you. So here's the deal. Let me jump in on this.
Wait, there's no proactive, I'm going to go take the dog for a walk. You know what I mean? It's you have to be ordered to do it.
So during our conference calls now, periodically, I'll hear, Preston, you'll be out walking the dogs, mm-hmm. and it's so cute. You'll hear you go, no.
Yeah.
and you're, you know, and then you just adore it, and you love it to death. But that's the classic story. Mom, can we get this? Can we get a dog? Can we get
it? I promise.
All right. But they don't.
No.
And, you know, you just know that's going to be the case.
Yeah.
My one dog
should hear me with the, give me kisses.
My one dog is too big, and nobody is strong enough to take him for a walk except for me.
Oh, right. Okay.
I'm pretty goddamn strong.
Because you're so strong.
Rugged.
But, yeah, you were the one who wanted a bigger dog.
I did, and I love him.
I know you do.
By the way, I was late on the conference call last night because I was at the baseball game, and he snapped his leash twice in two different spots.
What kind of leash are you using?
Well, it was a Kong leash, you know, it was supposed to be a strong leash.
Yeah.
And so I had to carry him to the car and we race to the pet store to get a new leash. And he's about to snap that one too. He is a monster.
How much does he weigh?
About 80 pounds.
All right.
I know. 9 months old.
I know what you need to get. King of the segues here. The Fort Worth Police Department SWAT team has become the first in the country to use a new lasso style device to take down suspects. Casey, you could use this on your
dog.
This
thing is cool.
This is
super cool.
It's called the Bolo Wrap.
Yes.
And it's a remote device, non-lethal weapon that has a Bolo-style rope that wraps itself around the suspect's body. And I saw them using this thing. It is so cool. It looks like it's out of The Running Man or something.
Exactly.
Like that.
I would love to get one in the parking lot and give it a shot.
I don't know if they have them in the departments here yet, Casey.
They have them at Target.
They're starting to. They're starting, I guess, to kind of test market them and see if they work out. But it reminded me a little bit, Steve, of in The Running Man where they have that net gun they shoot.
Yeah, and they have those.
Yeah.
They do have those.
So it's called that's what they yell when you
catch
it. It's called a company called Wrap Technologies. A Vegas-based company created the gadget. It's being marketed to police departments across the U.S. So the Bolo Wrap cartridge contains an 8-foot Kevlar tether that deploys at a rate of 640 feet per second. So, when you pull the trigger, it's on the person.
Like Donkey Kong.
Once it's fired, the rope wraps itself around the suspects 1 to 3 times at a range of 10 to 25 feet. A small hook attached to the end of the rope catches onto the person's clothing to secure it. In less than a second, the suspect is lassoed and restrained without harm. And, of course, like tasers, every now and then you can have people that will be able to
that
get
can elude
it.
For the most part, as a passive way to get someone restrained. Now, this replaces the very ineffective spinach wrap, which was not and everyone was able to extricate themselves from that. But in this case, Preston, the last thing you'd want is something like this falling into the hands of
predators
and mm-hmm. civilians who can, use it that way as well.
I thought you were going to say Predator.
It's not bad enough that he's invisible. He's got this Bolo Wrap.
This thing is awesome. How much do you think something like this cost?
I don't know.
I think with a coupon, $10. No, yeah. I think honestly,
I don't know.
It doesn't look like it's that expensive. So I would probably put it in the $100 range.
Yeah.
Oh, and so, I'm sorry. What kind of range does it have?
It says 10 to 25 feet is best. It's interesting about those ranges with the police. They're not as much as you would think they are. I learned this in Krav Maga training. When an officer is confronted with a suspect, if they are within, I think it's 25 feet, they're no longer supposed to use their sidearm because it may not be enough time to get that out and deploy.
Okay. Yeah.
And so they go to hand-to-hand. So there's some interesting qualifications or rules.
In the Frank Grillo Krav Maga episode where he went over to Israel and of his fight series, he's talking to that expert. And mm-hmm. the expert's doing counter to what we would all think to do. He's pulling the guy in towards him.
Yes, correct.
Because he's able to manage that better in a closer proximity.
Yep.
That distance is
what's
going to get
him. That guy was a monster,
dude. Oh, my God.
Yes, I
want
to be
the
him.
Guy,
yes.
Yeah, I want that guy working for me.
Yeah, Frank looks scared of that
guy. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So SWAT officers used the device recently on an armed suspect following a standoff. The suspect, who had barricaded himself inside a home, was first forced out by tear gas. After the man came out of the house, officers feared that he might try to run, so they deployed the Bolo Wrap on him. and allowed officers to take him into custody without incident. So that's one incident that I don't know how many times they've used it.
I'm surprised they've never modified old novelty items, Preston, and like the thing where you offer them gum.
Yes.
Except like 1,000 volts runs through it.
Or Steve, they draw on them, they get them to submit,
yeah,
and then they pull the trigger and a little flag says bang.
Bang.
Right.
Comes out. Or here.
Gotcha.
Look at this nudie picture. And it blinds them. Right? These little the things that always worked as a kid that you'd fall for. Or, hey, who wants some mixed nuts? Right? And you open it up.
Look, shake it. There's nuts in there.
And it's a grenade.
And it's a
grenade. Flashbang.
It's a flashbang. See,
that's kind of brilliant.
Who doesn't like mixed nuts? And you hand that to a terrorist.
Yes. Bang.
Ba-boom.
You got him. People are texting in. It's 21 feet is the drawing of the weapon. It's 21 foot rule. So.
Well, what about a pistol with a 20 foot barrel?
Yeah. Yeah.
Takes a while to lift it.
But you're good to go.
Right. Yeah, but how do you know what 21 feet is? Hang on a second here. Let me get my tape measure.
No, you get your golf, what, that finder? The,
the range finder.
Mm-hmm. It's a lot of equipment.
But Casey, you could use a bowler wrap on your dog when he gets away, when he snaps his lead. So
good
to go.
More podcasts from Preston and Steve available at PrestonandSteve.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.